This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
As a man, finding a great pair of pants feels harder than it should. Some look sharp but feel stiff. Others are comfortable but wrinkle, stain, or lose their shape by noon. And if you're working, traveling, or constantly on the move, most pants just cannot keep up. That's where Jack Archer comes in.
JackArcher.com delivers one pair of pants designed for real life. Whether it's golf with the guys or date night with someone special, these pants will keep you comfortable and looking polished wherever the day takes you.
That's right, Mark. The Jack Archer Jet Setter Tech Pant is wrinkle-free, stain-resistant, and built to hold its shape all day. With customizable fit options and multiple colors, these are the one pair of pants you'll want to wear every day.
Jack Archer, ready when you are. For a limited time, get 15% off your first order with code GETJACK at JackArcher.com. Again, that's promo code GETJACK at JackArcher.com for 15% off your first order.
If you're an experienced pet owner, you already know that having a pet is 25% belly rubs, 25% yelling, drop it, and 50% groaning at the bill from every pet visit. Which is why Lemonade Pet Insurance is tailor-made for your pet and can save you up to 90% on vet bills. It can help cover checkups, emergencies, diagnostics, basically all the stuff that makes your bank account get nervous. Claims are filed super easily through the Lemonade app and half get settled instantly. Get a quote at lemonade.com/pet and they'll help cover the vet bill for whatever your pet swallowed after you yelled, drop it.
Jalen Tyson, 6 of 13, 16 points last night. So your starting five giving you a ton of points. And, you know, they played tough down the end, and it was fun to watch. Especially the end of the game was definitely something that it is worth going back to watch as the Cavaliers move to 33-21 on the year. They are now 16-10 away from downtown Cleveland. Jeff, when you look at the Eastern Conference standings, who do you think at this point, do things change, even though it's only been two games since they've changed over the roster, who do you think the biggest, I don't know, do they need to get to, let me start here, do they need to get to one? Do they need to be the best seed in the Eastern Conference? Does that matter?
Nope.
There's seven games back on that.
Nope, doesn't matter. Doesn't even really matter if you have home court advantage. Home court advantage goes away if you lose one game.
Yeah, we didn't see it last year. It didn't help out that much.
No.
But so if you look at the Cavs right now and try to kind of place them in the East, do they still look like they're in that same spot? Do they look like your team that is the fourth? I mean, their record says they're the fourth best team in the Eastern Conference right now, but are they? Where would you rank them if there was a Jeff Phelps Eastern Conference power rankings? What would they be?
That's an interesting thought.
The Jeff Phelps Eastern Conference power rankings.
I'm going to give Detroit the number one spot because they've earned it right now.
In the number one spot, we have the Detroit Pistons. Who's number two?
What's with wise guy over here?
I'm not trying to be wise. I do want to hear the
Andy.
I want to hear the Jeff Phelps power rankings.
I would put the Pistons on top, and then I would put the New York Knicks, the Boston Celtics, the Cavaliers, the Toronto Raptors, and all the way down to the Orlando Magic, basically in the same clumping.
Would you have Orlando at six or Philadelphia at six?
I wouldn't. I would have them all at two.
What do you mean, all at two? What does that mean?
There's very little separation in my mind between the Knicks, Celtics, Cavs, Raptors, 76ers, and Magic.
That's so they're all right in there.
That's maybe why Kobe Altman made the trade. It's wide open, man. And Detroit's unproven. I mean, Detroit's having the Cavs year that they had last year.
Which makes me think they're going to fall apart during the playoffs.
Well, that was the Cavs. It doesn't necessarily mean it's going to be the Pistons. Pistons are good. They have some good young talent.
I'm sure.
I just think there are a bunch of teams that are really good in a bunch of teams that are good in the East. There are teams that are really good in the West. Oklahoma City, San Antonio, Denver, who Cavs beat last night.
So
to me, that's one of those three is your NBA champion this year.
Thunder, Spurs, Nuggets?
Yep.
And can the Cavs get there?
I'd be surprised, but maybe. Better chance in the last, since they made the trade than beforehand.
Yeah, I feel like there's potential is there. It's better.
Yeah, definitely better.
Because of the trade.
Definitely better.
But you know, I'm still curious on what Garland's going to look like a few years from now. And you know, if the Cavs are a little...
Well, they're not worried about a few years from now. They're worried about right now and next summer.
I understand that. But I also, you know, when you make a trade and if the Cavs don't make it to the NBA Finals, then you're going to be like, oh, why'd they make that trade? I hope that's not true because I like the way what they're doing right now. And, you know, Jeff, you've been a biggest... You've been an opponent of the way the guard setup was going into this trade. So now do you... is that why you look at Harden and you're like, okay, I like where this is going? Or can you take a big sigh of relief going, we don't have to watch duplication of same skill set?
More than anything, they were able to move on from a contract that didn't pay off for them and a fit that I didn't think fit. So James Harden is the guy who's here now. That doesn't mean he's going to be here next year. Doesn't mean he's going to be here in 2 years. Right now, James Harden gives them a better chance to win than Darius Garland did. And this summer, if James is here, great. Okay, then you've got a player. If he's not here, if he does something else, fine. Then you have an ability to go and bring in some other pieces. I give Kobe Altman a lot of credit because I think he bailed himself out of a situation that was not working and was not going to work.
I know we want to live in the now, but what do you think it's going to take? What would make you want to have Harden stay past this season? What would it take?
Decent contract and his commitment. That's it. I mean, he's a really good player, obviously. I mean, he's really good. He's shown in two games he's really good still. You know, if he wanted to stay, I don't think I'd have any problem with it if they could make it all work financially and still leave themselves the opportunity to do some things that might help the team.
Let me throw this other piece at you because there was a story that came out, ESPN, came out at like 9 o'clock this morning about LeBron. And it said LeBron called out the Lakers. That's actually the headline. LeBron James calls out Lakers. We're not a championship team. There have been, you know, little rumors, kind of, I don't know if it's wishful thinking more than anything, to try to bring LeBron back to Cleveland next year for a farewell tour. What would that look like with Mitchell, Harden, and James going into next year? I know you don't want to talk about next year, but the story about LeBron calling out his own team is just going to percolate the fire for him to getting out of L.A. for next year.
You think it is?
Yeah, I think most people and everything that I've read made me think LeBron's not done playing basketball. He's just going to be done in L.A. because they don't want to pay him anymore.
I have a hard time thinking that that would all come about. I can't imagine
adding him coming back to the Cavs. Is that
well? I can't imagine LeBron, Donovan Mitchell, Evan Mobley, James Harden. That's what I can't imagine. Could I imagine LeBron here without James Harden? Yeah, I actually could.
I don't know.
It seems like too much money.
I mean, Terry said, do we really want to go back into a big three thing if you did that?
Yeah, and LeBron is going to be 42. You know, eventually, father time catches up with everybody. That doesn't sound feasible to me. Do I think LeBron could end up here? Yeah, I do. But
not with Harden?
It's just bulky. I would find it hard to believe that could come about with all those guys back.
Yeah, I just don't know.
I mean, you want to get in the way of Evan Mobley's development? Put him on the same floor with James Harden and LeBron and Donovan Mitchell.
Dan, can you see it? You don't see it. No
Not
way.
The slightest. I think they'd all end up fighting with each other. I mean, there's only one basketball for three guys who dominate the basketball.
Yeah, I kind of go back to thinking about like when Dwayne Wade was here and how that didn't work out, you know?
And Derrick Rose.
Yeah.
Isaiah Thomas.
I mean, we've had these other superstar-type players. I mean, I guess maybe you count your blessings on how effective they were with Kyrie, right?
It would have to take one of those guys going, you know what? I don't need the ball. I'm good playing off the
ball.
I'm
going to do nothing but set picks.
Yeah, I'm going to set screens and dish. And I'll shoot only when I'm open.
And James Harden, neither James nor LeBron nor Donovan have shown an inclination to do that in their career. They've not been asked to, but why would they?
Do you think there's a method behind the madness then with this whole story with LeBron calling out the Lakers saying that we're not a championship team?
No, he's done stuff like that before. Nothing he's doing is wrong. All he's trying to do is motivate his team, Andy.
I don't know if that's the stuff that drives, you know, I don't know what drives Laker fans crazy. I don't know, Jeff. I mean, that is a town that is.
They run out of Perrier.
Rain.
Yeah, I mean, it's not. I don't know. Every time I think of the Lakers, I think of Joe Tate killing the PR staff for giving game notes to celebrities sitting on press row before he gave them to the radio, and that if they were lucky enough to have the game notes left or box scores, current box scores that were running. And I always laugh, and I always think, like, when I think of Joe, that's, like, one of the biggest things I always think about. It was, like, how he had the ability to tell a story and not really worry about what anybody else was saying. I think that's why we love Joe. But I just remember him staying up late at night just crushing the PR staff from the Lakers for the way that they catered to superstars more than they catered to the media relations staff, which inherently is their job from day one. L.A. is a different beast, isn't it?
Well, it's a little, it's a different place to watch a basketball game, that's for sure.
Just because all the people watching, everybody's people.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
No matter where you are, true Cleveland sports talk hits different. Afternoon Drive and the Fan, we deliver that hometown perspective. Real opinions, heated debates.
Follow and listen on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Buying pants shouldn't take this much effort. Too many options, inconsistent sizing, and styles that don't work across your day. You want something comfortable, sharp, and reliable without guessing, returning, or buying five different pairs. That's why there's Jack Archer.
Ah, yes, jackarcher.com simplifies everything with the Jet Setter Tech Pant. One versatile pair designed to take you from work to weekend without missing a beat. Easy to wear, easy to style, and easy to shop for. The Jet Setter Tech Pant is wrinkle-free, stain-resistant, and built for all-day comfort. They stretch, breathe, and hold their shape, giving you a consistent fit and polished look every time. Backed by thousands of five-star reviews, they're the dependable pants you'll reach for daily.
Jack Archer, ready when you are. For a limited time, get 15% off your first order with code GETJACK at jackarcher.com. Again, that's promo code GETJACK at jackarcher.com for 15% off your first order.
Just got a new puppy or kitten. Congrats. But also, yikes. Between crates, beds, toys, treats, and those first few vet visits, you've probably already dropped a small fortune, which is where Lemonade Pet Insurance comes in. It helps cover vet costs so you can focus on what's best for your new pet. The coverage is customizable, sign-up is quick and easy, and your claims are handled in as little as 3 seconds. Pro tip, Lemonade offers a package specifically for puppies and kittens. Get a quote at lemonade.com/pet. Your future self will thank you. Your pet won't. They don't know what insurance is.
You're a pro at running your life, at committing to your workout, at showing up every day. At Bombas, we're pros too. Pros at making socks. Our sport assortment has specialized socks for whatever sport you're committed to. Running, hiking, golf, Pilates, and so much more. Made with sweat-wicking yarns, blister-fighting details, and targeted arch support. Bombas Sport is pro-level socks from the pros of socks. For another pro, you. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code audio for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com and use code audio.
Yeah, fans were okay. They weren't terrible.
Just curious. All right, so this is what you're looking at, and you kind of wonder, you know, where you're going to go with the Cavaliers and how much better they can get now that they've made this trade. What's this going to look like as we head towards the playoffs? Frank Isola from SiriusXM NBA Radio is going to join us here in just a few moments, and we'll get his take on what exactly the Cavaliers are looking at down the road. I'm still asking you, fans, do you feel after two games, after watching James Harden be a part of this offense, after watching the Cavaliers come back and win late last night when they had to fight in the final 4 minutes, and they did it without having to throw up three after three after three out of desperation. They came back, they moved the ball, they had a plan, they knew exactly what they wanted to do, and I think that's why this team went from, hey, let's see what they do when they get to the playoffs, too. I want to see what the Cavaliers are doing every night, and I want to be locked in. And I think that that's the Harden difference right now as far as, you know, just fandom for the team that, you know, you like and you thought was really good, but you just weren't sure. Man, I feel a lot more sure right now than I did before the trade. I hope it keeps moving. I know it's just two games. Frank Isola, Sirius XM NBA Radio. He will join us next right here, 92.3 The Fan. You know, he is Frank Isola. He is one of the best in the business, and he is on the Make It Right Call Kyle Wright hotline. Frank, how are you?
Gentlemen, what's going on? How you doing?
Frank, good to have you.
We're feeling good, man. We got a lot of energy with the Cavaliers right now, and I don't know if the fans were all in on James Harden when they made the trade, and because they were still kind of leaning into that core four thing, but over two games, Harden has definitely turned heads for the Cavaliers and has made us feel pretty good. Your thoughts on him being with the Cavaliers and some of the action they had around the trade deadline?
You know, when the trade was first came out, you know, it came out the night before because it was the Chris Mannix report, and I do the radio show with Brian Scalabrine, who does the Celtic games, and we both liked the idea of them getting James Harden. And we took a lot of calls from people from Cleveland that weren't thrilled about it. I was a little surprised because then I get the whole thing. You know, Darius Garland had been drafted by the Cleveland Cavaliers. He's a good guy. He's a good player. But besides the fact that, you know, he could be a defensive liability, besides the fact that he's a little undersized, the biggest issue is, you know, you don't know if he's going to be available. And last year in the playoffs, it was disappointing that he was injured. It was that toe injury, and he's still kind of that's still a lingering issue for him. So, you know, you always hear coaches talk about, you know, windows, you know, the window of opportunity opens and closes pretty quickly. And I think for the Cleveland Cavaliers, the way that the Eastern Conference is set up, they have a great opportunity this year. But I think the way they were headed, I don't think that they believed that the team was going to make much noise. They moved on from DeAndre Hunter. But I think the big thing was getting Harden. I had seen Harden playing. I've always liked him because my thing about Harden is he likes to play. And I think that's important. I know, you know, he likes to hang out and he enjoys the trappings of being a single NBA player. That's great. But he shows up and plays all the time. But I had seen him in Brooklyn maybe like 3 weeks ago. And, you know, he's still, you know, when you see him in person, you're up close, you realize how big he is. He's got long arms. He's strong. And for the Clippers, he was actually doing a pretty decent job defensively. So I don't know. I always liked the trade. I know it's a small sample size now. It's only two games, but I think it does a lot for Cleveland. It makes that backcourt certainly pretty dynamic.
Frank, I think one issue that some Cav fans had was the fact that James is 36 and Darius is 26. But this, to me, was not a long-term move by the Cavs. Yep. It was a move on and then see what happens. Would you agree with that?
Absolutely. And I think, you know, the one thing about Harden, you're right about the age, but he loves basketball. He loves to play. He practices, he plays. So, you know, you've seen guys now stick around a little bit longer than usual. You know, I don't know if he'll be LeBron at 41. But, you know, even if you go back a couple of years ago when he was on Brooklyn, everyone talks about it being a failed experiment, you know, when they went out and they got Kevin Durant And then they signed Kyrie also as a free agent. And then they made the trade for Harden. In fact, Jared Allen was involved in that trade. Now, of course, they're teammates. But that team, you know, Harden brought a really good element to the team. And in the first round that year, they smoked Boston in five games. And then they crushed Milwaukee in the first two games. So they, you know, they had gone 6-1 in the playoffs. And Harden then pulled up lame with a hamstring. Then Kyrie went down the very next game with an ankle injury. And then Milwaukee ended up putting in seven. Milwaukee went on to win the championship. But Harden is, I understand he's had some disappointing playoff performances, especially in closeout games. But, you know, you could stick him out there with the backups and he could dominate in terms of scoring. A lot, even on the Brooklyn Nets, he kind of liked playing with the backups because he knew that he was going to be the primary guy and he can operate and he could pass. I just think with what the Cleveland Cavaliers have gone, I give Kobe Altman, Kenny Atkinson, I give those guys a lot of credit because last year they had a great season, really disappointing playoff performance. And I think a lot of people thought, you watch, come playoff time will be different. They're just trying to get ready for the playoffs. Well, they've made two pretty dramatic moves. And I just think getting Harden right now with how uncertain the East is. Detroit, you know, hasn't won a playoff series as a franchise since 08. You know, the Knicks, you know, got a little fortunate last year because nobody got injured. You never know how that's going to work. I still think the Knicks are going to be pretty tough. And then you have Boston with the news of Tatum potentially coming back. I guess he's going to practice with the G League team. So they could be dangerous. I just think right now for Cleveland, now is the time to go for it. Like, you don't know how many times you're going to have a chance to win a championship. And with Harden, they now when you look at that team, if everyone is healthy, you could see them winning three playoff rounds. I just didn't see it with the team that they had 2 weeks ago. Now, I could see that team being good enough to win three playoff rounds and getting to a final.
Frank, I think it's interesting because I think Cavs fans were, you know, said everything that you were just saying, but there's also this, and I hate using the word soft, but not physical enough, not tough enough a couple years ago against the Knicks. Then you look at Indiana last year in the playoffs with the addition of Harden, Schroeder, Keon Ellis. Do you look at the Cavs and go, you know what, maybe that team is a little bit tougher than they were before, or maybe they'll put up a little bit more of a fight? Because I think Cavs fans, I don't know if it's PTSD or what, but we're like, I think we're real sensitive to not to looking at the league and saying, okay, everybody thinks they can roll over us because we're just not as tough as other teams, especially when you need to be during the playoffs.
Yeah, I think that's a good point. And I think, you know, Dennis Schroeder, I got a chance to see him in Brooklyn at the beginning of last season. And, you know, he was coming off winning, you know, a couple of years ago, he was the MVP of the FIBA World Cup. He led Germany to the championship. That's a pretty good accomplishment. And he's one of these guys, I think as he's gotten older, I kind of think he understands his place in the league. He has a lot of pride, and I thought he was really good for the Brooklyn Nets. He was so good for the Nets early on that they said, he's too good for us. He's going to help us win too many games. We're trying to get a good draft pick. That's why they moved him on to Golden State. And the reason he was traded by a certain date in December was that he could be traded again. And sure enough, he ended up on Detroit. And I thought he was really good for Detroit in that playoff series against the Knicks. At times, he played with Cade Cunningham, and he's got an edge. Like, Dennis Schroeder doesn't back down from anybody. You know, in fact, he recently got into it with someone. I'm going to forget who it was when he was with Sacramento. But he's not a punk. And I thought last year, I thought the turning point for the Cleveland Cavaliers, I think a couple of things happened. In game one against Indiana, I guess it was it Nesmith that knocked DeAndre Hunter to the ground on that hard foul? And everyone in Cleveland just kind of stood around and was like, yeah, that's okay. Yeah, you could crush DeAndre Hunter all you want. We're not going to really do anything. And I thought that was a little odd. And then the very next game, after they had been down 0-1 in the series, I understand Mobley was hurt, as was Darius Garland. And, you know, DeAndre Hunter had to take in that shot. All three, you know, in the street clothes on the bench. I'm thinking, come on, guys, like, can you be in uniform? What if they need you for a couple of, like, I don't know, just for one possession late in the game? You guys really couldn't play it. If you remember, I think that was a game where they might have given up an offensive rebound off of a missed free throw. And to me, that just said a lot. It used to be when we covered the NBA and guys would miss regular season games, and they would almost say it as like a cliche. Well, if this was the playoffs, I could have played. Well, guys, it's the playoffs. Like, now you need to play. I mean, you have the entire off season to rest up. It's almost as if they didn't understand the magnitude of the game. And I remember thinking, if they lose this game, they're not going to win the series. Of course, they lost that game. They blew out Indiana. in game three, but then Indiana ended up winning game four and game five. I thought it was such a disappointing way to go out of the playoffs. It's almost like they didn't really understand the magnitude of what they were, you know, what they were in, especially with the great record that they had during the regular season. So I hate to say, you know, I'm the same way. I hate to call, you know, a bunch of guys soft, because obviously there's a lot of toughness to those guys, but in the general sports cliche of way of thinking, I think that team was soft last year.
Frank Isola joining us, and Frank Show, the starting lineup on SiriusXM. Frank, longtime writer covering the NBA. And that one of the interesting moves last year was when the Knicks changed head coaches and Tom Thibodeau out. I always thought Tom was an interesting coach. I thought he did a nice job. And they brought in Mike Brown, who we're really familiar with here. What kind of a job is Mike doing with the Knicks this year, Frank?
I think he's doing a good job. You know, I'm somewhat biased because I've known Tom for a long time. I knew him when he was assistant coach under Jeff Van Gundy. You know, I thought Tom did a great job. I mean, the Knicks were a laughingstock for the most part of 25 years. He comes there and he completely, you know, helps rebuild the whole thing. And, you know, Julius Randle, who had never made the playoffs before, became an MVP candidate. You know, got MVP votes. I think he finished top five 1 year. Same thing with Jalen Brunson. You know, Josh Hart never been in the playoffs before. Look at the player that he became with the team. And then they go to the conference finals for the first time in 20 years, and only the Knicks organization would think that was a failure. When I was covering the team and being critical of them when they were in 28 games, everyone's accusing me of being a Knicks hater. Last year they went to the conference finals. Silly me. I thought it was a pretty good year. And they all didn't think suddenly it wasn't good enough. So last year, think about it. One coach in the Eastern Conference last season got fired. It was a guy that went to the conference finals.
Yeah.
Took the organization there for the first time in 25 years.
I didn't understand it.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. So the owner overreacted because, you know, if you go back to a year ago, as you could tell, I'm pretty passionate about this thing. So if you go back to a year ago, Indiana got swept by Boston in the first round. Rick Carlisle's an outstanding coach, but Rick Carlisle's last 10 years, I think, in Dallas, they didn't get out of the first round. In fact, I think they were in the lottery four or five or six times, right? They lose, they get swept by Boston, and they should have won two of those games. They blew two big leads in the fourth quarter. They don't fire Rick Carlisle because they don't react like that. And what happens? They end up going to the finals last year. So Mike Brown walks into a really difficult situation because while Tom is going to push you and he's going to drive you crazy, deep down the players all know that that was good for them. So Mike Brown comes in and they're going to want you to be different, but different always isn't always better. And like a lot of times you need to push guys. So you look at the way Carl Anthony Towns is playing. He's averaging 5 points less per game than he did last season. He was an All-NBA center last year. Jalen Brunson, his shots are up, his assist numbers are down. OG Anunoby, points down. Mikal Bridges, his points are down. Now, they've done relatively well. I mean, they're right on pace to finish with last year's record. The Eastern Conference right now doesn't look as tough, but the pressure for them will come playoff time. And I think the smart thing that Mike Brown did, he came in, we're going to play up tempo. We're going to do this. We're not going to chase games in the regular season. Guys are playing big minutes still. They're definitely chasing wins in the regular season, which I think you should do. And they've gone back. The two things he did was at the start of the season, he wasn't playing Josh Hart. Josh Hart, and you guys will see this the next time the Knicks play the Cavaliers. Josh Hart is the Draymond Green.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
As a man, finding a great pair of pants feels harder than it should. Some look sharp but feel stiff. Others are comfortable but wrinkle, stain, or lose their shape by noon. And if you're working, traveling, or constantly on the move, most pants just cannot keep up. That's where Jack Archer comes in.
JackArcher.com delivers one pair of pants designed for real life. Whether it's golf with the guys or date night with someone special, these pants will keep you comfortable and looking polished wherever the day takes you.
That's right, Mark. The Jack Archer Jet Setter Tech Pant is wrinkle-free, stain-resistant, and built to hold its shape all day. With customizable fit options and multiple colors, these are the one pair of pants you'll want to wear every day.
Jack Archer, ready when you are. For a limited time, get 15% off your first order with code GETJACK at jackarcher.com. Again, that's promo code GETJACK at jackarcher.com for 15% off your first order.
Just got a new puppy or kitten. Congrats. But also, yikes. Between crates, beds, toys, treats, and those first few vet visits, you've probably already dropped a small fortune, which is where Lemonade Pet Insurance comes in. It helps cover vet costs so you can focus on what's best for your new pet. The coverage is customizable, sign up is quick and easy, and your claims are handled in as little as 3 seconds. Pro tip, Lemonade offers a package specifically for puppies and kittens. Get a quote at lemonade.com/pet. Your future self will thank you. Your pet won't. They don't know what insurance is.
Studies show that 100% of everybody in the world wants to curl up indoors and do nothing because it's so darn cold out there. That's why many people are turning to Bombas, whose pillowy plush slippers and warm merino wool socks have been said to be the most comfortable in the history of feet. Bombas products have been found to boost coziness by up to 1 million percent. Okay, enough fake statistics, but could Bombas socks and slippers really be the cure? Go to bombas.com/audio and use code audio for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code audio.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places that I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Green to Jalen Brunson, Steph Curry. Jalen Brunson wants, Josh Hart out there with him. That's the player that he wants playing alongside of him. So he went back to starting Josh Hart. It changed everything for the Knicks. And they went back to kind of playing the same kind of defensive principles that they played under Tom Thibodeau. I think Mike Brown probably came in thinking, oh, I got to change things around. Not really. It's essentially the same team. Just do what was working last year and make, you know, Jalen Brunson is an isolation point guard, just like Shai Gilgeous-Alexander is, just like James Harden was for a long time in his career. You don't have to change things if it's working. You're playing to the strengths of the roster that you have. You know, the Thunder won a championship by doing that. It's people could say it's boring or whatever, but do what your team does best. And right now, the Knicks, what they do best is just letting Brunson operate with the ball, and that's working for them. But again, come playoff time, Mike Brown will be under a lot of pressure because you got to do better than the last coach did, and he got them to the conference finals.
Frank, if I'm trying to figure it out. Cavs make it to the Eastern Conference final. Successful season, yeah. Or do the Cavs need to make it to the finals?
No, I think it is a conference final. I mean, that means you won two playoff rounds. Chances are, you know, you're going to beat a pretty good team either in the first round or definitely in the second round. So I don't know. I don't ever look at it like that. It's the same thing with the Knicks last year. It's disappointing. I don't know how you can get to a conference finals and say the season is a failure. I'm not buying that. And I also don't get – you need a coach who could take you to the next level. That's just like another cliche. I mean, when Boston lost the finals a few years ago to the Warriors, everyone wanted them to break up Tatum and Brown. How'd that work out? They won a championship a couple of years later. The first year that Joe Mazzulla was the coach, they trailed Miami 3-0, tied the series up, then lost game 7 at home. Joe Mazzulla hadn't won a championship yet. Did they need another coach who could take them to the next level? Frank Vogel's won a championship with the Lakers. I think all that stuff. You just have to be a little lucky. You guys know it works that way in every sport. Mm-hmm. Luck factors into it, and you have to stay healthy. You have to. And I think Cleveland last year spent the entire year like watching minutes and all this other nonsense. The playoffs rolled around, the whole team was hurt. The Knicks were the team that went for it, played guys big minutes. They were the only team in last year in the NBA that wasn't hurt. So there's a lot of times there's no rhyme or reason to it. I think getting to a conference finals for Cleveland, I think it's a successful year. Just like, but silly me, I thought beating the Celtics last year for the Knicks would be a successful year, making the conference finals, and they still fired their coach.
Is there a team in the East, Frank, that you have circled that, okay, it's not the Pistons who have been in first place, not the Cavs who were in first place out last year, or even your Knicks, who might be that team that sneaks in and makes a noise this year like Indy did last year?
Yeah, I mean, I'm going to regret saying this on the show, but I would say Philadelphia, just from the standpoint of Tyrese Maxey's excellent.
He is.
You know, Embiid, I probably could score 20 points off of Embiid, but if you look at what he's done, he's not only put up big numbers recently, he's playing big minutes. And it, you know, and I think there's now the expectations for Embiid are so low that anything they get out of him is kind of a bonus. And VJ Edgecombe has been really good. And when they're healthy, and this whole Paul George thing will actually, in a weird way, help them, because he's getting, you know, he's serving a 25-game suspension. Chances are he would have missed half those games anyway. So what's the big deal?
That's true.
Half of those. So come playoff time, if they're healthy, with Maxey, VJ Edgecombe, Joel Embiid, Paul George, you know, the kid at Dembona who they bring off the bench is good. Kelly Oubre, you know, you can laugh all you want, but Kelly Oubre is a talented offensive player. Like Philadelphia, and they got a coach who did win a championship in Nick Nurse. So I'm not, if they're healthy, that's not exactly the team that you want to run into. They, you know, they've gone into Madison Square Garden twice this year to beat the Knicks. So they are a really talented team. The East, to me, has a lot more juice now that the Cavaliers got James Harden and the fact that maybe Tatum is going to come back and they just added Vucevic. It's like it's a lot more exciting. And also, you'll have a well-rested Paul George come playoff time as well. Mm.
Frankie, I got about 30 seconds. Your daughter's still coaching soccer? She was at Ohio University, was she? As a grad assistant?
Yeah, and then she was down at William & Mary. Now she's between jobs, so we're waiting for Manchester United to call. Or get a job over in Italy. I'd rather, you know, I've been to London a bunch already this year to watch games. I wouldn't mind going to Rome and watch a couple of games.
Did you get to make the trip to Athens at all, or no?
I liked it there a lot. You fly into Cincinnati. It's a cool college town. Without question. I went into the basketball arena where what's-his-name played there. Who'd you guys used to call the Shaq of the Mac? Oh, and his son is in the NBA.
Gary Trent.
Shaq of the Mac. That was a great nickname. Great nickname.
All right, Frank. Thank you.
6'7", guys. That's all you need.
All right. Good luck to your daughter, too. Thank you. We appreciate you.
Thanks, Frank.
All right. Thanks, Frank. Bye. Frank Isola, nice enough to join us. Sirius XM.
You can take the fan with you wherever you go. How do you do that? Well, you can listen to us on the Odyssey, the iHeartRadio, or the TuneIn apps.
Baskin and Phelps, 92.3 The Fan. He's Jeff Phelps. I'm Andy Baskin. Cam Mattis here. Dan Manigan is here. The whole crew is here.
We're all here.
I thought you were going to make your 70s country music variety show reference, but you didn't do it. Pretty proud of you on that. You missed it. You missed your opportunity for that, and I
don't even know what you're talking about.
The whole hee-haw gang.
Oh.
You say that all the time. 216-474-0092. Not that I think it's
great
bad.
Great show, man.
I just thought, you know, salute.
At Kathy Baker.
How old do you think she is now? Do I need to look?
97.
Was she the one with the pigtails?
That was the very wholesome little blonde gal.
What was that? What was her name? Do you remember?
Kathy Baker.
Oh, that was her.
Little blonde girl, yeah.
And they were gone, right? That's the one thing I remember from that show. I remember having to watch that when I was a kid at my grandparents' house. And it was that.
I was
like,
watching it.
That
same
and
thing.
Lawrence Welk, right?
Back to back.
Yeah. So I was right. They were next to each other?
You were correct.
Oh, man. I'm warped. Do you wonder why I am the way I am? Do you wonder why you are?
I don't wonder. I'm well aware.
Frank Isola was with us from Sirius XM NBA Radio. Had some interesting thoughts. Let's get to some of those. First of all, let's start with his rationale about Philly being a tough team, because you thought the same thing.
Yeah,
that Philly could be the team that you really need to keep your eye on.
Frank, I wrote down a couple of things before we chatted with him just to get ready so that, you know, I could have a couple of things I wanted to make sure
you
I
mean
hit
you
him
did
on.
Show prep? Is that what
well,
you
said? I didn't get to the 76ers because he got to them before I did.
Yeah, he did.
You know, I just said, is there a team that you kind of have circled? And they went, yeah, it's Philadelphia. Hmm. And I agree. Tyrese Maxey has become a superstar player. And Joel Embiid, though he's injured like crazy and hasn't been as effective this year as he's normally been, when he's played, he's still pretty good. If they can limp Joel Embiid to the playoffs and have him be okay, as Frank said, this is a team you do not want to see. Tyrese Maxey's as good of a backcourt guy as there is in the league. He's great. And Embiid can still dominate a game if he's able to go. So we'll see. And Andre Drummond's done a nice job for them, actually, as well.
Mm-hmm.
That was a really nice move by Daryl Morey, Highland High School graduate, by the way. He's from Medina.
Mm-hmm.
He's their GM. And he, he's had Andre Drummond just backing him up and doing a nice job. And Drummond's averaging, his typical close to 10 rebounds a game.
It'll be interesting where the Sixers land. I would hope that
if they can avoid the play-in tournament, that would probably be really good for them.
Well, they're a game and a half in up on that.
Yeah.
So well, Orlando's sitting.
It, that would be good.
Orlando's sitting 11 back. Philly's sitting 9.5 back on the Pistons. So game and a half ahead on the sixth spot. That's the play-in line is right there. Orlando is in the play-in tournament. Philly's not. They're sitting at the sixth seed. So when you kind of break that down, I'm just trying to think of where you'd want to be to try to avoid them in the playoffs if you were the Cavaliers. I would think, well, it just depends on how it works out, but probably you'd want to be the two or the three. See, I don't know. I'm trying to do the math in my head, and it's not working. Some of the other things that he had talked about, and, I'm not worried about what the team is itself. I just get, I don't know. I get irritated when I hear everybody say, your team is soft. How come you guys are so soft? Why can't you guys play in these physical battles? I think when they played the Knicks a couple years ago, I just think they weren't really
as good as.
Yeah, I don't think they were ready for that kind of physical basketball at that point. Jeff, I don't. They just didn't.
Okay.
They seemed to be outmatched from a physical standpoint when they were in that Knicks series. Now,
there are different ways to play the game, Andy. And the one thing to keep in mind about the Cavs, for instance, last night you saw Nikola Jokic.
Yeah.
And you saw Valanciunas. Those guys are beasts. I mean, those guys, they're great, big, heavy, thick, strong guys. Well, we have Jared Allen and Evan Mobley.
Right.
They're sticks.
Yeah.
Doesn't mean they can't play the game. You've got to play.
But
you just have to play to your strengths.
Right. And, I get that.
Jarrett will never out-muscle Valanciunas. If he's on him out there, he'll never push Nikola Jokic around. But that doesn't mean you can't beat him in a basketball game. But you do have to stand up to your competition. And I think the additions of James Harden and Dennis Schroeder and Keon Ellis will help with that. Even though, they're not 6'10", 270 pounds, but they bring a mindset to the game that I think will be beneficial.
I thought it was interesting that he went back to the playoffs from a year ago, and you get a guy getting knocked down and there's really no one there to help him get back up. That it didn't feel like your team had your back during that, and that was something that stood out in his mind. So, my rationale in asking that question isn't so much, do we think the Cavaliers are soft? The rationale is, does the rest of the league think the Cavaliers were soft?
Well, does that keep them from winning a series? Maybe it did. Maybe it did. Maybe it won't this year.
And then the last part of it was that when the Cavs did the trade for Harden, he was surprised at the number of Cavalier fans that were against it. When he was doing his show on the air, I think, I don't know if it was it Dan that said it or somebody that, you'll come around to this trade, but you were like, look, I think this is a good trade. I think we're going to be, this is the right thing. We've talked about the way the backcourt had been set up and they needed this change to help them facilitate the ball a little bit more. And in two games, we've seen that. Now you just got to hope that happens for the rest of the season. That's kind of where my mindset is. But he was taken aback by the fact that the Cavs fans didn't like the trade initially because they wanted to hang on to Garland. And part of that is a marketing aspect from the Cavaliers.
You think it was Garland or you think it was that Harden was the return?
I think it was both. I think one was the marketing aspect of you've been shoving this core four thing at us for years now. And so if you bought in, we're sorry that we sold you this bill of goods, but guess what? It's not going to get us to the finals. And our general manager now believes that because he's making a trade and he's busting up the core four. So I think part of that was the reaction for the Cavalier fans. And the other one was, I mean, they were wondering what you're going to get with Harden. They were, are we going to get someone who's going to try to take over the game when you have one of the best players in the league in Mitchell? And I think that there's a hesitation there, but it was a hesitation of the unknown. Still not completely known, but now you've had an hors d'oeuvre over the last two games.
Fair? Like a sauerkraut ball.
I'm more like a little pig in a blanket there, or data skin kind of guy, or a giant tater tot packed with bacon in it already with sour cream.
I'll go with all the above.
Thank you. I know my hors d'oeuvres, baby. I know my hors d'oeuvres. I want to get back into the Browns in the next hour. We're going to talk about that. Who should be making the call on the defensive coordinator hire? And there's something amiss when it comes to the medals at the Olympics. We'll talk about that in the next hour. 216-474-0092. Plus, we'll give you some of the headlines of what's going on across sports. Baskin and Phelps, 92.3 The Fan.
This is an Odyssey Sports Minute.
Kansas Jayhawk star freshman Darren Peterson about to become one of the biggest stories in sports. The likely number one overall pick in the NBA draft missed another game on Monday night, this time with flu-like symptoms, and Kansas still beat undefeated number one ranked Arizona.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Buying pants shouldn't take this much effort. Too many options, inconsistent sizing, and styles that don't work across your day. You want something comfortable, sharp, and reliable without guessing, returning, or buying 5 different pairs. That's why there's Jack Archer.
Ah, yes. JackArcher.com simplifies everything with the Jet Setter Tech Pant. One versatile pair designed to take you from work to weekend without missing a beat. Easy to wear, easy to style, and easy to shop for. The Jet Setter Tech Pant is wrinkle-free, stain-resistant, and built for all-day comfort. They stretch, breathe, and hold their shape, giving you a consistent fit and polished look every time. Backed by thousands of 5-star reviews, they're the dependable pants you'll reach for daily.
Jack Archer, ready when you are. For a limited time, get 15% off your first order with code GETJACK at jackarcher.com. Again, that's promo code GETJACK at jackarcher.com for 15% off your first order.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback, I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Get sweet deals at True North convenience stores when you join True Rewards. Save a dollar when you buy any 2 King or standard size candy bars. Get more Kit Kat Crunch, Milky Way Caramel, and more peanut M&Ms. Choose any of your chocolate favorites when you grab 2 King or standard size candy bars and save $1. Become a True Rewards member today and save on so much more. Download from the Apple app or Google Play Store for more details. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.